For some of us, we're going, yeah, I'm ready to turn that tap on. I want to get going. For some of us, you might be just going, actually, I'm not ready for that at the moment. I think we should pray. But I think it takes courage to turn that tap on, to say, yes, Lord, I want this. So I'm going to invite you, if you want to pray that, if you want to pray to become a conduit again, or to open those wells, or whatever analogy fits with you, for that living water to flow fresh through you again, I'm just going to invite you to stand. And I'm just going to pray for those people who are standing, just for that freedom, for that living water to flow through you. There's no pressure, excuse the pun, but let's pray. If you want that power to be flowing through you again, if you want that, do you know, that image of that understanding of knowing that it was 6 days of the priests processing, and then they didn't process on that day, and it was that day that Jesus said, I am the living water. That was a mind-blowing thing for me when Murray told me that yesterday. I didn't know that. It just puts everything into its correct understanding. It just makes sense. And just shows him again, the God we follow, turning culture on its head. So let's pray. Father, those of us that are standing, Lord, we say, unplug those wells in our lives. Unplug those places that we've allowed to get mud jammed in and stuff put in, or that we've put a manhole cover on the top of ourselves, Lord, that we've stopped off and said, I can't do that anymore. The situation that I'm in life, the place that I'm in, the people that I'm around, I can't speak out for you at this point in time. I can't do that, Lord. But we say right now, Lord, unplug those wells. We open the tap and we say, living water, please flow through us again. We know that we believe in you. We know that the Holy Spirit is available to us. And so, Jesus, we say, make us channels of your peace. Make us channels of your Holy Spirit that would allow the pressure of your Holy Spirit to flow out through us and into the people that we meet around us. For each of these precious people, these precious brothers and sisters that are stood here now, Holy Spirit, just come and flow through them, please. Flow through them so that they, when they leave this room today and go into the rest of this week, they will know what it is to speak with power for you, for those voices to be unplugged, for whatever well it is in their life to be unplugged and flowing, that they would have testimony next week when they come back to church to say, God moved in me this week. God moved through me this week. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come.